Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Russia has claimed complete victory over Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol as the last defenders leave the Azovstal steel plant after months of relentless Russian attack. NPR's Anya Kamenets reports Ukraine's president is giving new details on the long-running siege.
Throughout the nearly three-month siege, soldiers and civilians hiding underneath the massive factory complex formed a small knot of resistance against the Russian invasion. This week, those that remained under the plant were evacuated. Many soldiers were bused to Russian-controlled territory and registered as prisoners of war. Speaking on Ukrainian television Friday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said every soldier has now been given permission to leave by commanders. And he confirmed that, quote, a very large number of pilots had died on missions to bring supplies to Azovstal and evacuate the wounded. Anya Kamenets, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
The leaders of Finland and Sweden, as well as NATO, have spoken with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in an effort to resolve his opposition to the two countries joining the alliance. Terry Schultz reports there doesn't appear to be any progress yet.
Turkish President Erdogan threatens to block Finland and Sweden from joining NATO, accusing them of supporting Kurdish militant groups that oppose him. Finnish President Sauli Niinistö says he had a, quote, open and direct conversation with Erdogan Saturday, in which he assured him that Finland condemns all terrorism and that Finland and Turkey will commit to each other's security if Finland joins NATO. Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson told Erdogan she, quote, looks forward to strengthening bilateral relations, including on peace, security, and the fight against terrorism. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has offered to mediate the dispute. After his phone call with Erdogan, he said the security concerns of all allies must be taken into account and talks must continue to find a solution. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Northern Michigan is cleaning up after a tornado Friday. At least two people were killed and more than 40 people were injured. Mobile homes were destroyed and thousands of homes and businesses lost electrical service. One of the hardest hit areas was the town of Gaylord, about 230 miles northeast of Detroit. Mike Goodridge said his house was struck.
I looked out the window. I didn't see any funnel or anything. It was just dark. And started pouring rain. And the next few minutes, the wind came up and I headed for the basement. And I didn't make it. And I looked out the back door and trees were coming down and it was over.
Tornadoes are so uncommon in that area that there was no siren system to warn people. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared a state of emergency. This is NPR News from Washington. Several major wildfires continue to burn in the southwest U.S. The most active one right now is in New Mexico. It's burned 482 square miles since it began 6 weeks ago. The National Interagency Fire Center reports that so far this year, wildfires have burned more than 2.3 million acres. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland celebrated the restoration of the Bison Range with tribes in northwest Montana Saturday. Montana Public Radio's Freddie Menares reports.
Haaland says with the loss of tribal homelands and depletion of bison herds, Plains tribes lost traditional connections with the mammal.
But in spite of that tragedy and loss, we are still here. You are still here. And that's something to celebrate.
Haaland, the first Native American woman to hold the position, says the celebration was a culmination of Native people's resilience, conservation guided by indigenous knowledge, and the Biden administration's commitment to honor treaty obligations to the country's tribes. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes earlier this year reclaimed management of the Bison Range, which the federal government unlawfully took in the 1900s. For NPR News, I'm Freddie Monadas in Pablo.
President Biden is on his first trip to Asia as president. He visited Seoul, South Korea Friday, where he met with that country's new president. He announced the U.S. and South Korea are considering expanding joint military exercises around the Korean Peninsula. His next stop is Japan. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.